If we want to measure whether we are successfully internalizing this simple truth of Amuna, that Hashem controls and decides all that happens, there's a good measuring stick to use. We can evaluate our mida of anger and frustration. If we don't see any difference in the level of frustration or how angry we get when things don't go our way, and we are just as annoyed when things don't go our way as before we started working on our Amunah, then we haven't yet been successful in truly internalizing this concept. But when we see that somehow we have more control over our frustration and anger, and the knowledge of who really is in control helps us stay calm and collected, even in the most frustrating situations, then we can know we're getting somewhere, we're making progress. But let's examine how internalizing the Emunah of Hashgacha can help us overcome anger. Now, the remedy is really simple. Put Hashem into the picture. You know, when we train ourselves, once we train ourselves to view every situation with Hashem in the picture, in the equation, it has a totally different effect on our emotions. But what brings a person to anger? Simply, when things don't go their way. There are many different levels of this. There's that low level of frustration when you can't find something. And then there's the higher level of frustration when you can't find your keys and you're in a rush. And then there's even the more elevated level when you know someone took them and didn't put them back where they belong. So sometimes the anger is just inside our hearts, and other times it comes to full expression, both in our facial expressions and our words. We start blowing steam. Of the most powerful triggers of anger is when someone disrespects us, hurts us, insults us. Every person feels entitled to some measure of respect, and when that's denied us, it makes us very angry. So let's divide this into two categories. One, when the situation doesn't go our way, without any other person being at fault. Two, when someone else is frustrating us and responsible for what's making us angry. So the first kind would be like, you know, you wake up in the morning, you have to get to work, to carpool, an appointment, davening, whatever. So you get into your car and you start driving. And then you get stuck. How? Either there's a terrible traffic jam, your tire blows out, any one of the many things that can short-stop a car. This is very frustrating and very aggravating. It can get us very annoyed and angry and probably ruin our day. Now, there's no one to blame. Tires blow out from time to time, although we definitely will try our best to find a scapegoat. Now, if you ask us, are you angry at the tire? Without question, we will answer a resounding no. Of course, we're not angry at the tire. We're frustrated at our situation, which is preventing us from doing what we wanted to do, what we needed to do. Now, there's a second situation where we get angry at someone. Someone damages us, sideswipes our car, breaks our window, a child breaks dishes or carelessly, so on. Now we have a target. There's a clear person to place the blame upon. We have someone to get angry at. Now, in both these situations, the underlying factor is the same. Our intentions are being frustrated. Things are just not going our way. And if we would include a measure of Amunah into the picture, we would look at this and feel very differently. Going back to the first case, when we wake up in the morning and get into the car, if we have trained ourselves in Amunah and Hashkacha, then we take note of the car and we realize, why does this car run? Why hasn't it collapsed in the middle of the freeway? For the hundreds of myriad reasons that cars break down. Like, I never get the same answer from a mechanic why my car isn't working. It's always some new part I've never heard of before. Cars are very, very complex machines. What makes them all work and operate successfully? It's Hashem's desire that it should be so. He wills them to work. So we get into the car with that thought. We fire up the engine. And now when the tire blows out and the car stops driving, we're going to look at it very differently. Hashem desired it to work up till now, and now he clearly desires it not to work. That's why it stopped. If we're going to get angry at this point, we're getting angry at Hashem. That's all. Now, if we don't give any thought to this and we live our lives as we always do, on autopilot, it's very difficult to all of a sudden, when things go wrong, to start inserting Hashem into the picture. Now, obviously, we try, but it doesn't come naturally. But if we live like this constantly, we always appraise everything with this in mind. If it's working, it's because Hashem desired it so, and if not, we have a natural conclusion. Hashem currently doesn't want it to work. This tones down the aggravation in an amazing way.